Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place of you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Carey Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Marie Carey on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so we're going to get right into it. Announcement. Amazing Grace Ministries will be celebrating 5 years of Blog Talk Radio. We will be celebrating our anniversary on June 4th, 2022. Come celebrate with us. For more information, contact Dr. Maria Carey by phone at 309-750-7584 or email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A. amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., and you can send your donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those that have sent the donation, we thank you for your undergirding this ministry. Your donations are much appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you this new year. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And that's capital A, mazengracemininstrs at gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have an exciting lesson for you. So tune in. And we have a live link also that you can connect to. And it's http://tobtr.com/s/12093880. And this is to connect live to this lesson. Now, the Word of God addresses every aspect of our lives. Although we are living in perilous times, God is still in control. Now, the Word in 2 Timothy 3:1, it talks about the times that we are living in which Dr. Carey, she talked about on last week, 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the Word is still alive. Hebrews 4:12 talks about the Word being alive and active and dividing of soul and spirit. Hebrews 4:12, the New Living Translation says, for the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Time is moving fast, and not long ago we celebrated the Resurrection Sunday, and soon we will be celebrating Pentecost, the day where the apostles received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This Word has the power to change our minds, body, and spirit. So let's get to it. Mayflower brings growth and development of new life. So let us stand strong in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. The topic for this exciting lesson is living abundantly in Christ. My best life now. Just living my best life now. The text is from Romans 5:16-18, and I will be reading from the King James Version. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, if by the offense of our judgment, of one judgment, came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. John 10:10, and this is the King James Version, it reads, the thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts 2:28, still in the King James Version. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. I have some definitions. Now, life is the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. The existence of an individual, human being, or animal. The period between the birth and death of a living thing, especially a human being, vitality, vigor, or energy. Abundant. Abundant is plentiful, in great quantity, fully sufficient, as an abundant supply. Abundantly means fully, amply, plentiful, in a sufficient degree. Let's look at the brief outline of the book of Romans, justification by faith. Sin entered into the world through Adam and spread to everyone. It's Romans 5:12. Now, although sin had not yet imputed death reign from Adam to Moses in the likeness of Adam, because he is a type of Christ, and that's 5:13-14. Although many died because of Adam's transgression, God's grace and the gift of Jesus Christ more greatly abounded to the many. That's 5:15, thereby given life abundance. King James Version definition defines abundance as great plenty and overflowing quantity, ample sufficiency and strictness applicable to quantity only, but customarily use of number as an abundance of peasants. Abundance is frequently mentioned in the Bible as something God offers to those who trust in him. Scripture says that God will provide an abundant life to those who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Abundance in this sense means a life full of everything you need to sustain yourself in joy and purpose. Abundant means plentiful, in great quantity, fully sufficient, as an abundant supply. And in Scripture, it means abounding, having in great quantity, overflowing with. The Lord God is abundant in grace, goodness, and truth. More abundantly means to have a superabundance of a thing. According to Jesus' teaching, abundant life is not based on prosperity, but on the total being of a person, including health and well-being in the body, mind, emotions, relationship, and eternal. John 10, 1 through 10, this is just an overview. Jesus uses two metaphors for himself in this passage. He is the shepherd who entered by the gate, which the gatekeeper opens for him, is verses 2 through 6. And he is the gate, or you can say the door, by which the sheep enter into salvation and go out to find pastures. That's verse 7 through 9. Jesus says that the thief and bandit enter the sheepfold by another way, verse 1. The thief and bandit are always who came before me, verse 8, and the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, verse 10. Now, John 10, 7 through 10, Jesus as the door, verse 7 says, Jesus therefore said to them again, most certainly I tell you, I am, Greek, ego, eimi, the sheep door. Greek, thorough, the gate or door. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the door. If anyone entered by me, he will be saved and will go in and go out and will find pasture. Verse 10, the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. Most certainly, I tell you, I am, ego, eimi, the sheep's door, thorough, gate, or door. Jesus changes the metaphor. He was the shepherd, but is now the gate. Bruce sees the gate metaphor as a short parable inserted into a long shepherd's parable. That's Bruce, page 225. I am, ego, eimi, God's name. See Exodus 3, 14, and 15. The thorough is the door or gate that later translates better, fits a sheepfold, which typically has either a hinged gate or simply an opening. In this gospel, Jesus will use I am to identify himself as the bread of life. That's 6 and 35. The living bread, 6 and 51. The light of the world, 8 and 12, and then 9 and 5. The Son of God, 10 and 36. The resurrection and life, 11 and 25. The way, the truth, and the life, 14 and 6. And the true vine, 15 and 1. I am the door, or the door. Jesus doesn't say that he is a door, but that he is the door. Later he will say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, 14 and 6. What does the scripture say about life abundance? Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversations in this world and more abundantly to you ward. 2 Corinthians 2 and 4. For out of much afflictions and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. 2 Corinthians 10 and 15. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. 2 Corinthians 12 and 15. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. 1 Thessalonians 2, 17. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Titus 3 and 6, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Hebrews 6 and 17, wherein God willingly, more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. 2 Peter 1 and 11, for as an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the scriptures are clear that our new life is a reality in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about the life when it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new Christ, a creature. Old things have passed away and new things have come. And Jesus calls this abundant. In conclusion, what do you think of? What do you think it means to have an abundant life? Do you think it means that you're not going to go through trials and tribulations? Do you think it means that you're going to have riches unfold? What do you think living the abundant life means? Christ stated that he came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. We have talked about what abundant life means in this lesson on today. And it comes down to this. For us to dwell in abundance, it means we have everything in life more than enough. To be blessed abundantly in life means we are full of the glory of God. Many of us want to be blessed by God, but we do not want to obey the word of God. Help us, Lord, and keep all of his commandments. The key to having an abundant life is living the word, allowing that word to become active in us, because the word is alive. There's an old song that comes to mind that states, let the word do the work. And here's some scriptures that back up that song. Hebrews 4 and 12, and this is the New Living Translation. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Psalms 37, 3 through 5, and this is the King James Version. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Therefore, God hears us when we pray. Thank you, Lord. So let us pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, we come humbly yet boldly before your throne of grace. God, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Lord, do a work in us that no one else can do for us but you. A work, God, that even we can't even do for ourselves. Without you, God, we are nothing. We are not confused. We can't live, breathe, or have a being without you. God, our life is just like a ship without a sail. Oh, God, we need you, and we need you now. Help us to live life abundantly. Lead us, guide us, and help us not to stray away. Thank you for this lesson on today, God. You are a great God, and we love you. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you for being God, God all by yourself. Look on your people everywhere, God. Look on the listeners, one by one, name by name. Look on our leaders, God. Look on Dr. and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on Dr. Carey and her parents. Look on the mothers that say, pray for me. And then, God, Lord, look on our young people. Look on Rashima, Talitha, Bob, and Jim, God. Look on my children, our grandchildren. You know what they need. Bless your people like only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week. Dr. Terry will be back, same time. And remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Reverend Terry know. Text her, 309-750-7584, or drop her an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital AMAZENGRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask and don't forget to social distance yourself. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed in Jesus' name.